Welcome to another episode of the Jam Pack Report, today for April the 21st of 2021. Of course, my name is Samuel Adams, and this is a daily gaming news podcast meant to bring you the hottest news you need to know from around the industry. Hosted on YouTube and podcast services around the world 5 days a week, it's your one-stop shop for everything you need to know. So if you enjoy the show and you like what you see, hit that subscribe button and keep coming back for more. But it looks like we have a communication breakdown to kick off today's show because Discord is no longer in talks with Microsoft for a roughly $10 billion acquisition. That is, of course, according to a report from the Wall Street Journal, and Windows Central has a breakdown for you here. In short, if you missed this story last month, Discord and Microsoft were reportedly in talks for a $10 billion acquisition of the very popular gaming-focused chat and communication platform. And this could hypothetically be used to branch together the sub-ecosystems within the Xbox ecosystem. So if you look at Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, you have people that are streaming games on mobile devices and tablets, you have people that are on PCs, and you have people that are on Xbox consoles. Discord could be used to create a seamless communication platform between all three of those. On top of that, hypothetically, it could also be brought, developed, and offered for PlayStation and potentially even Nintendo Switch and other future platforms. It could bring together every part of the industry to where you no longer have to use a third-party service like Discord. You could just have it directly integrated into the way that you play. And of course, Xbox players would have gotten the better end of the stick on that. But it seems that will no longer be the case because the Wall Street Journal reports that these talks have fallen apart and instead Discord is going to remain independent for now, but they are exploring the option to go public in the months ahead, which is, of course, when you can buy stock for the company and you see it publicly traded on the stock market. And so this is something that I think Microsoft definitely missed with, because I think it would have been a fantastic acquisition that absolutely generated some revenue, and it's something that they could absolutely use. But on top of that, Discord has been doing a fantastic job as is. Discord is the communication platform in the gaming space. It's one of the most solid communication platforms overall. And throughout the pandemic, a lot of people have had to turn to Discord not only for friendships and community building, but also for work. A lot of people in the gaming industry have used Discord for work as an alternative to stuff like Skype and Microsoft Teams. And so to be able to have that and to be able to have that independence is something that I think will definitely create a nice company going forward. I think it's going to be a fantastic time for Discord, no matter where they are. And so if you were wondering how that Microsoft acquisition discussion was going, it seems it did not end up going far at all. But that's not the only big story that broke yesterday, because Jeff Kaplan, game director for Overwatch, is leaving Blizzard Entertainment. They write on the official Overwatch blog, quote, "We want to let you know that Jeff Kaplan has decided to leave the company after a long and storied career here, and that Aaron Keller, a Blizzard veteran and founding member of the Overwatch team, will be stepping in as game director. Aaron has been a critical part of the Overwatch team and a key driver in creating the vision for the game. He helped create Overwatch as an original member of the team, and as an 18-year veteran of Blizzard, he has worked side by side with Jeff for a long time, not only in building Overwatch, but previously in helping to build WoW as well." A few words from Aaron, quote, "Greetings, Overwatch community. Jeff's been a great leader, mentor, and friend, and he knows how much we are going to miss him. I've been lucky to work alongside him and the rest of the Overwatch team for many years in building something that continues to inspire people all around the world, and I'm honored to carry the torch forward. I love Overwatch. From our first pieces of concept art to the first maps we built, the first time I was able to run around as Tracer, who, at that early point, shot laser beams out of her eyes, this game has just clicked with me. I love its inspiring, hopeful, beautiful world worth fighting for. I love its characters, larger than life, colorful, powerful, and global, and most of all, I love the fast, fluid gameplay requiring teamwork, situational awareness, and quick decision-making. I also recognize that making games at Blizzard has always been a group effort and never just about one point of view. Together with the rest of the team, I feel fortunate that we have a deep bench of development and creative leaders, numerous veteran Blizzard artists and designers, and some extremely talented new blood as well, along with tons of support throughout the company for the live game and for Overwatch 2. Speaking of Overwatch 2, development is continuing at a good pace. We have an exceptional vision we are executing on. The reaction from many of you to the updates we shared to BlizzCon online thrilled us, and we have exciting reveals planned for this year and beyond as we ramp to launch. We'll be sharing more frequent updates about Overwatch 2 progress and new features in the live game with you all very soon. While I have no pretenses about filling Jeff's shoes, I'm excited to step into the game director's role and continue to be part of a team that's putting all of its heart, talent, and focus into the next iteration of Overwatch, and I'm honored to continue serving this incredible community, Aaron. We're also tremendously grateful, they continue, for Jeff's contributions over the years. Please see a personal note from Jeff below. Quote, I am leaving Blizzard Entertainment after 19 amazing years. It was truly the honor of a lifetime to have the opportunity to create worlds and heroes for such a passionate audience. I want to express my deep appreciation to everyone at Blizzard who supported our games, our game teams, and our players. But I want to say a special thanks to the wonderful game developers that shared in the journey of creation with me. Never accept the world as it appears to be. Always dare to see it for what it could be. I hope you do the same. GG, Jeffrey Kaplan. End quote. You'll hear more from Aaron and the rest of the Overwatch team soon. In the meantime, please join us in thanking Jeff and in welcoming Aaron into his new role. Super disappointing here for a lot of people in the Overwatch community. Jeff is one of those icons. It would be kind of like if Phil Spencer left Xbox, or if Jim Ryan left PlayStation, or I should say if Sean Layden left PlayStation. Jim Ryan's not popular right now, but you see what I'm saying. Jeff is a huge part of what Overwatch is. He's part of what the brand itself is, and he's part of the game, really. And so to see him stepping down is something that is disappointing, but in the gaming industry, a lot of people put a lot of value on the departures from the companies. And to be fair, some of them are very major. But sometimes people just need a change of pace. Careers shift and grow and evolve. And sometimes people step away and they search for new opportunities. Regardless of the role they have now or the company they're with, sometimes people want to try something new. And so I can't say for certain why Jeff is leaving the Blizzard team and why he's stepping down as game director, but I'm sure that he has a good reason for doing so. I feel like this new entry into the game director role for Overwatch is just as experienced as Jeff is, nearly, with an 18-year tenure at Blizzard and, of course, working alongside Jeff for many of those years. Aaron Keller seems like a good choice, so we'll see how it goes. But Jeff will absolutely be missed because he is just such an icon. Especially thinking back to the early days of Overwatch where you saw those pretty regular community updates, Jeff became the face of those that were sharing updates. He became the face of Overwatch. And so to see him heading the way of the road and leaving Blizzard is certainly disappointing, but I do wish him the best, and I'm looking forward to seeing what Overwatch 2 has. But that's not the only big gaming industry departure this summer. GameStop CEO is stepping down effective July 31st or sooner if possible. George Sherman is going to be leaving the role. He was appointed in April 2019, taking over from Shane Kim, who served as interim CEO for just shy of a year, as GamesIndustry.biz reports here. But the company is now looking for someone with, quote, the right skills to meet changing business requirements, end quote, with the help of a third party to find candidates who have, quote, the capabilities and experience to help accelerate the next phase of GameStop's transformation, end quote. Over the past few months, you've seen GameStop have a roller coaster of a 2021 with the whole stock situation that happened, the to the moon thing that kicked off. And of course, that did not fundamentally change anything about the bottom line for GameStop. But in short, the company has been trying to transition into a more digital focused company. They have been trying to expedite shipping. They've been revamping their website. They've touched up their logo a bit. In their stores, they're trying to make them more experience focused. They're trying to bring them into create hubs where gamers can come and congregate and experience gaming together rather than just the store that you go and sit and play or buy games at. And so to see all these changes certainly shows signs of life, but at the same time, CEO stepping down does not exactly bring confidence in the future of the company itself, and we have seen that trend kind of continue. I still have faith that GameStop can stick around because people still have to buy consoles, and a lot of people still like going in and buying games in stores. And on top of that, GameStop is just an icon. It's something that I can't really imagine not being around. I understand that it's not as useful or effective as it was back in the day, But I still love going into GameStop, and I like looking at the backs of boxes, and I like digging through the clearance bins trying to find something that I want to play. One of my best childhood memories is going into GameStop and seeing that $2 bin or that $3 bin and finding a whole bunch of Dynasty Warriors games from 10 years ago, or a whole bunch of just classics that are marked down to $1.99, $2.99, and just finding new games to play, just trying them out. Why not? It's kind of like going on a clearance sale on PSN right now or Xbox Live. And so those memories, I feel like, are still relevant, but the times have changed. Now, I don't need to buy a disc anymore. I really don't even need to go there and buy a console. I have everything I need online and digitally. And then with subscription services like Game Pass Ultimate and PlayStation Now coming into the limelight, it's even harder for GameStop to really become a bigger part of the gaming industry than ever before. So we'll see how it goes. But George Sherman is out and somebody new is on the way. But in the meantime, if you are a Game Pass subscriber, there are some new additions coming your way. Some of these are not new announcements, but a couple of them are. So, we hear from Megan Spur, community lead at Xbox Game Pass, who writes, quote, "Take me out to the ball game and the dinosaur game and the puzzle game and just let me play all the games game. We've got classics, even more PC games, touch controls, and more. Let's jump in." Available today, MLB The Show 21 on cloud and console. Of course, this is the major one from Sony San Diego. We've been talking about this a ton. It is the traditionally PlayStation game that is coming to Xbox Game Pass on day one for Xbox One, Series X, and Series S consoles with cross-platform play on PlayStation 4 and 5. Fogs comes to PC from ID at Xbox on April 22nd. In Fogs, you play as a duo of dogs on a captivating, puzzle-filled adventure. Linked by a stretchy belly, you'll need to bark, bite, and bounce your way through obstacles set across the themed worlds of food, sleep, and play. Play through your entire fun-filled adventure in co-op or single-player, exploring 24 fantastical levels stuffed with exciting challenges and creatures to play with. Second Extinction, the Turok-looking game, comes to cloud, console, and PC on April 28th in game preview. Second Extinction tasks you with up to two friends, with fighting bloodthirsty mutant dinosaurs in a bid to reclaim Earth. But be warned, these carnivores have an appetite for war. It's basically Jurassic Park Call of Duty. I'm definitely going to be downloading this and giving it a shot. But do keep in mind this is a preview game, so it probably won't be as polished as you might expect. Destroy All Humans Remake comes to cloud, console, and PC on April 29th. The cult classic returns, invade 1950s Earth in the role of the evil alien Crypto 137. This is a leak that we saw a couple of weeks ago, and so it seems to be finally coming to fruition. Very excited to check this one out, finally. Then Fable 3 and Fable Anniversary are both coming to cloud, so you can stream this on any kind of Android device or tablet, and on top of that, you also have the game streaming preview coming to iOS devices through an invite-only system that started yesterday, so stay tuned for more of that on iPads and Windows 10 devices as well. But both of those are being added April 30th, so if you want to dive into some classic Fable on the go, then by all means, you absolutely can. Very impressive lineup continues to be very impressive from Xbox Game Pass, and out of all of these games, I definitely want to check out Destroy All Humans and Second Extinction. Kind of interested in Fogs, but ultimately, not really probably my cup of tea. Cool to see these experiences coming to the cloud, and on top of that, the show, of course, is a major get. Game Pass has never been stronger. Absolutely recommend diving in and giving it a shot. But I will say, Xbox is not the only platform that is giving you access to some pretty good games. You do have Horizon Zero Dawn Complete Edition, which is free to download starting yesterday through May 14th as part of the Play at Home program. I do want to reiterate, this is free. You don't have to have PlayStation Plus, you don't need PlayStation Now, you don't need anything. If you have a PlayStation 4 or a PlayStation 5, just go redeem this. It is completely and totally free to you, and this includes all of the DLC. This is part of their Play at Home program, which kicked off last year during the COVID-19 pandemic, and they are bringing it back this summer with plenty of big games being given away for free, and probably even more to come in the months ahead. Very exciting times here. You'll love to see it, and I do hope you dive in and give Horizon Zero Dawn a shot, because while it's not one of my favorite PlayStation franchises, I do like Horizon, and I think that it absolutely is worth your time for free. But that rounds out today's episode of the Jam Pack Report. If you enjoyed today's show, drop me a like down below and let me know what you think about everything we talked about here today, but specifically Discord and Microsoft. What do you think about that deal falling apart? And on top of that, how do you feel about Jeff Kaplan leaving the Overwatch team? Do you have faith in the future of the franchise? Would love to hear what you have to say. But until tomorrow, you guys have a fantastic rest of your day. I'll talk to you soon, and peace.